Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 411 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Told him I was not. He was not there when I went through the factory, and when I told him about it, he said, I bet you were scared. He walked around this way a little bit, and he was kind of shaking like that, illustrating. His fingers were trembling. Nell Stanford, sworn for the state, recalled. The door in the rear part of the factory on the second floor on Friday evening was barred. There is no way in the rear of the building to come down to the second floor when the door is barred except the fire escape, and you have to be on office floor to undo the door. The area around the elevator shaft on the first floor near the hole and radiator was cleaned up after the murder. It was the early part of the week after the murder. Cross-examination. I didn't clean it myself. I saw it cleaned. I passed by as it was being cleaned up. W.H. Giesling, sworn for the state. I am a funeral director and embalmer. I moved the body of Mary Fagan at 10 minutes to 4 o'clock April 27th in the morning. The cord, Exhibit G state, was around the neck. The knot was on the right side of the neck and was lying kind of looped around the head. It wasn't very tight at the time I moved it. There was an impress of about an eighth of an inch on the neck. The rag, Exhibit D state, was around her hair over her face, the tongue an inch and a quarter out of her mouth sticking out. The body was rigid, looking like it had been dead for some time. My opinion is that she had been dead 10 or 15 hours, or probably longer. The blood was very much congested. The blood had settled in her face because she was lying on her face. Blood begins to settle at death or a very few minutes after death. After Dr. Hurt examined her nails, I did. I found some dirt and dust under the nails. I discovered